Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up!
Rise and shining, wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, another week of Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear right now. Super Don with me at the charge, and what a weekend. Yesterday's show, Super Don, I actually got to make a ribald joke to start the show. I actually did that without Liam even being present. Can you imagine?
Yes, and what would that joke be?
You know the story I was covering, right? The Secret Service in Cartagena, Colombia, They were trying to save the taxpayers' money. I don't know what the big stink is. You know, the U.S. taxpayers are just overburdened, and there's so much debt. And the Secret Service down there engaging prostitutes decided to stiff them. And, of course, it was monetarily, not sexual, although there might have been some other things going on, but basically didn't pay them.
Yeah, those are the details we don't need to know.
We don't need to know. But the point is, they were just trying to save the taxpayer money by not paying the hookers. And this is the crazy story of, you know, its lack of, if there is any morality, it's certainly not defined by anybody in a Judeo-Christian perspective. And if there are any ethics, it's certainly not any that certainly we would want our children to emulate. And it is not, in my mind, unique to the Obama administration, but they're just taking it to new depths, so to speak. And so there you go, leading up to the big whatever of the Americas down there. They basically are utilizing all the local talent and not paying them, then, of course, coming home. So this was a bizarre way to start the weekend with the Sunday show.
Local talent, but, I like that.
Right. Hey, okay, we keep coming with these things. Now, where do we go from here? Remember on Friday?
What is not a joke?
That's
the segue. What is not a joke?
Yeah, that's where we got to go.
What took place on Friday? Go ahead. We have spent the weekend going through all of the reaction to what it was that we talked about on Friday, and it's been rather amazing.
Well, don't we defend Adam's family values? No, I mean family. I mean, come on. Stay-at-home moms. My wife retired from doctoring to be Dr. Mom, and of course, believe wholeheartedly in the importance of raising children within the house, not by strangers. And yet there was some controversy that occurred last week because it was the false Hegelian dialectic, pretending Republicans are different than Democrats, as somebody that supports Obama attacked Ann Romney, Mrs. Romney, for being a stay-at-home mom and saying, well, you remember the picture. This really raised quite a ruckus, though.
Oh, it did. It did. Facebook blew up, just tons and tons of comments. And as I suspected, there are quite a few stay-home moms that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I figured this would be something that might strike a nerve. And you know, Robert, I was thinking about it the other day when we were talking about this. Technically, I'm a stay-home dad.
Yeah, you are a stay-at-home dad. You've got your home studio there.
I have entered the realm of the stay-home parent, and I didn't even really think about it. So it's kind of an interesting thing. There are a lot of people that have the ability to do that, and it's not an easy job. Really, it's not. And there are a lot of dads out there that are doing the same things that moms are doing. But in any case, this lady, Hillary Rosen, we'll go more into depth of this in the next segment.
Yes.
But she made a comment about Ann Romney not having hasn't worked a day in her life, so she's not qualified to give Mitt Romney advice on what
economy.
Women think is important. And yeah, I mean, the reaction we got was sensational.
On the economies. But shall we go to the calls first? I haven't even had a chance to listen to it over the weekend. You're probably up on this, so hopefully there's no profanity used by homeschool type moms.
Now, a couple of good calls. First one here is from Reagan in South Carolina. She had something really good to say.
Hi, my name is Reagan. I'm calling from Hanahan, South Carolina, and I was calling in regards to the insults made about stay-at-home moms. I've been a stay-at-home mom for almost a decade now, and I have had jobs off and on when I can, but for the most part, I've been a stay-at-home mom. There were times where I was even working at night and being a stay-at-home mom during the day, living off about 3 hours of sleep every day. And I do still do some work from home. I find work online to help supplement my husband's income. But anyone who thinks that a stay-at-home mom stays at home and does nothing clearly doesn't understand anything about parenting. We do a lot. We take care of household finances. We take care of the kids. We take care of everyone's health issues, take charge of menus on a daily basis, cooking two, sometimes three times a day. There's just no end to what stay-at-home moms actually do.
You know, that's an understatement, Reagan. I mean, I know firsthand how difficult it is. I watch my wife care for us all in so many ways. Occasionally, I get to chip in. I'm probably not as much as I could or should based on my passion here to scour the airwaves all over the world for information to bring about hopefully positive healing for everybody out there. But my goodness, you couldn't pay them enough to do that. And Super Dad over there, Super Don, there's no way that they can describe all the things that you're doing. And you're not even shaving anymore, I see.
I try. Fortunately, I got the electric razor, so it's a lot quicker, so I can just kind of get in and out there. But, good point that Reagan made. And the point that she made was echoed in a huge way throughout the echo chamber of the Facebook comments, where just person after person was saying really basically the same thing, that, you know, for somebody to come out and say that a stay-home mom does not have to deal with real life issues, real issues that women have to deal with, was just absolutely insane for a comment, you know, for somebody to make. And not only that, but somebody who is, you know, potentially, you know, okay, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
She's a DNC strategist, is Hillary Rosen.
Right.
Okay. And she has been associated with the Obama campaign. Now, if anybody who has been following the story has not noticed, immediately after she made those comments, the Obama campaign, the campaign manager, several different people, Obama, Michelle Obama, all came out and said, oh, well, actually, you know, we appreciate mom. So they did the best they could to try and distance themselves from what it is that Hillary Rosen said. So it leads one to wonder, and I think maybe we can bring this up with Joni in the next segment, that, you know, whether this was something that really was just an oops moment. Yeah. That Hillary Rosen came up with, or could it possibly be that this was a strategy of
right.
some sort?
Well, we'll speculate. Now, what was this other call that came in?
This call actually was a great call from Suzanne in Maryland, and she brought up a point that I think is something that a lot of people may not be thinking about that are involved in this debate, that becoming a stay-home mom, you don't just grow up and say, when I grow up, I want to be a stay-home mom. There are actually a lot of stay-home moms out there that have made a lifestyle choice and have given up something that to them was very important, but did it for the sake of the kids. And I think she explains it really well here.
Hi, my name is Susanna, and I am calling from Bel Air, Maryland. And I just wanted to put in a couple of words about the stay-at-home mom piece that's going on right now. Yes, indeed, it is definitely a challenging job, as people have pointed out. But for the lack of respondents on the Facebook page really show a gap in the fact that what the stay-at-home parents, not necessarily moms, do is they really sacrifice a career. I have a PhD, and I know a lot of other moms out there that have equal education, some of them even more so than I do, and yet staying at home for 4, 5, 6, 7, even 10 years and taking care of these young children really is a huge sacrifice for the career, because trying to re-enter the workforce, whether you're a physicist or an anthropologist or a nurse or a doctor, is very, very challenging. So not only is it a very difficult job and a very and one to be taken very seriously, it also is one in which the sacrifices are extreme. And my hat is off to all the stay-at-home parents out there who are willing to take that sacrifice. It's a tough one, and probably one of the greater sacrifices that you'll ever give up.
You know, what's fascinating about that, Don, is there's enough ample evidence that, for instance, Gloria Steinem, who was the ultimate feminist, was a CIA employee, basically, set up to destroy kind of the perspectives on the male or the female in our Western culture, as far as who would stay at home or whatever. I don't have an opinion in the sense that which one should. I don't care. As long as somebody, in my mind, as a parent, if possible, can care for the child, I would much rather see that happen. But the point that I would make here is that the sacrifice, so-called, like she describes, wasn't even possible before this, what was it called, this feminist revolution. Now, I'm all about freedom of soul, spirit, and all of that. But at the same time, those, let's say, values that got shifted to say it's more important to have a high degree. And you know how I make fun of degrees is degrees. And I'm not saying everybody uses it that way. But that wasn't even an issue before. You know, so I grew up and there was women's liberation and our kind of what are women supposed to do? What are men supposed to do? And then I get married. My wife and I, she's got a doctorate level education. And she says, you know what? And we both agreed. We both felt it was more important to raise a child than be out there in the workplace, even at that level. So the sacrifice wasn't even something to consider years ago. Now, to look at it that way, to me, I look at the value system being a little bit messed up, that we would perceive higher education and learning perhaps more important than raising children in a loving home, best way you can. I don't know if that's controversial to say, Don. It's just what I'm feeling here. My heart's just pouring out.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. But, you know, I think what it comes down to is that women, just like men, like anybody else, have to make a decision as to not what it is that they're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
but as to what it is that they want to do.
Yeah.
And how do they feel? What do they think is right for them and best for their family? There are some women out there that work, and God bless them. You know, I mean, that there's, I don't put a value on that particular situation. If you choose that you want to work and provide for your family, why shouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Whether you're a woman or a man or a Martian, doesn't matter. You know, yes. I mean, it's entirely up to you.
All and you Martian right moms out there, we want to hear from you next. We'll get a toll-free number set up from the planet Mars on that one. Yes. Listen, hey, we've got to go to a break here, but we're going to bring up, guess who? The hometown health we're talking about here on Natural News Radio Network. That's Joni Cox. We love her dearly. And she is a super mom. She homeschools. She does amazing things. And I think if we don't hear from her, we'd be doing an injustice to the topic, don't you think?
Well, that's true. And, you know, she just started the new show here on Natural News Radio, and we're glad to have the first lady of Natural News Radio on the show coming up.
I love that. That's great. So Joni's going to help us rock the health world for homeschooling, staying at home, all that stuff, the controversy here. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of it, and then we'll be back to talk about a whole host of other things. But remember, robertscottbell.com for all of the things that we're linking and talking about this day and every day. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be a part of the show, as Susanna and Reagan just were, that's as easy as it gets. So stand by, say thanks to our sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They make this all possible. And then we'll be back with Joni Cox after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's Probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Thank you.
rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Over the years, we've talked about homegrown healers, but what about homegrown health? Hey, what about Joni Cox? She's on the network, and she's right now joining us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Joni, welcome. So glad to have you on board.
Thank you. Hey, Robert. How are you?
Well, I'm just rocking it even more now that you're here with us, which is really exciting. So, listen, we've got to ask you to chime in on something here because, you know, we're two dudes, you know, between Super Don and me. Who actually appreciate stay-at-home moms because my wife is a doctor who retired to be a stay-at-home mom, a doctor mom, I call her. And there was a big controversy last week. I'm sure you're up to date on it. Is being a stay-at-home mom a real job? And boy, did that open up the floodgates of commentary on Facebook and phone calls and everywhere else. And so, you know, here we might be all in alignment in defending homeschool and home moms and hometown health kind of things. Where do you stand on this issue?
I have been a stay-at-home mom since I became a mom. I really couldn't bring myself to go back to work. So, yeah, I'm a little jazzed up about it myself.
So what could you say as far as compensation? Because my wife jokes with me. She says, you couldn't pay me enough for anybody to do what I do. And I'm like, you're right, honey. I couldn't.
That's true. I looked up some statistics last night, and apparently stay-at-home moms work an average of 92 hours per week, and our net worth is now up to $138,000 a year.
Oh, I think that's being underpaid. But what, you know, the controversy here is this, you know, this whole Hegelian dialectic, Democrat, Republican, it's Obama versus Romney, and the Obama people are saying one thing, Romney's saying another. Romney's got evidently a stay-at-home wife. That's, I suppose, what's happening here. Obama evidently couldn't make it on what they were making on, so Mrs. Obama had to go to work. In fact, we should probably play a couple of these audio clips, Don, so Joni can be up with us on it, you think?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Let's start off with Hillary Rosen. Now, I'm sure everybody knows about this at this point, but Hillary Rosen is a Democratic strategist. She's also part of the Obama campaign, either directly or indirectly. You know how that works. And right. she got on with – I can't remember what show it was on, but she had an opinion about Ann Romney, and this is the comment that she made that started the whole process here.
What you have is Mitt Romney running around the country saying, well, you know, my wife tells me that what women really care about are economic issues, and when I listen to my wife, that's what I'm hearing. Guess what? His wife has actually never worked a day in her life. She's never really dealt with the kinds of economic issues that a majority of the women in this country are facing in terms of how do we feed our kids, how do we send them to school, and how do we worry, and why do we worry about their future?
What?
I know.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, so, you know, I'm trying to think, what are the things that that a stay-home mom primarily deals with? I'm thinking it has to do with feeding the kids.
Yep. Budgeting, shopping.
Getting them to school,
yeah,
and worrying about their future. I cannot imagine three things that she could have come up with that could have not described probably three of the main duties that a stay-home mom has to deal with are those three things. Yet she's saying that she doesn't deal with those things. I don't get it.
Joni, you think
maybe her kids – mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe her kids had to feed themselves. Maybe, I don't know, while she was a stay-at-home
mom.
They're just
wandering out in the field, rummaging, for roots and shooting, pigeons or something. I don't know.
Well, they were absolutely in Massachusetts insane for a while, right, when he was governor there. So they had to deal with something. I don't know that's Massachusetts-like. But I think that this may have been motivated. And as I hear that, each time I listen to Hillary Rosen, it seems to me that she plotted to do this, that she didn't spontaneously do it. It was like she's hearing herself doing it. It's like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Whether she believes it or not, it's almost irrelevant. But the fact is, this is strategy. This is the pitting of the right and left. Now, I think what she's saying is that because Ann Romney is with Mitt and they're very wealthy, that's why she didn't have to care or concern herself with those issues. I'm thinking that this is a wealth issue. But then again, what about Obama talking about the reason that he couldn't allow his wife, Michelle, to be a stay-at-home mom?
I was gone a lot. Once I was in the state legislature, I was teaching, I was practicing law, I'd be traveling. And we didn't have the luxury for her not to work.
Okay, so he didn't have the luxury for her not to work. What was the... figure that he was making per year.
Well, here's the thing. There's been some dispute as to what their actual income was, because I believe that Michelle Obama was also making some income at the time as well. But on his income alone at that time, his income was $162,000 a year. Now, you know, maybe I'm wrong here, but is it possible for a mom to stay home
if the
on $162,000 a year? I think maybe so.
That would have made my life a lot easier when we first started out.
Everybody listening who would like to make $162,000 a year, please raise your hand. I mean, you know,
raise your hand.
Yeah. So for him to come out and say it's so disingenuous. He so often is trying to put himself in a place where he's trying to relate to the common man. When, you know, but when you come out and you make a statement that your wife had to work, when your income was over $162,000 a year, there aren't a whole lot of people that can relate to that, I think.
Well, and there's a lot of times, too, where I think people say they can't stay at home, or they use these words like, I have to work. And what they really do is I think they feel guilty about it. And so instead of actually, you know, making the necessary sacrifices in their life in order to stay home, a lot of times they just kind of give that I have to work thing. And I know everybody's different and every situation's different, so I don't want to hear anything about it from a lot of people calling in saying, but I do have to work, because I do understand that.
Well, the make do with less concept is actually making do with more if you value being home with your kids and raising them. And to me, it is a matter of the choices we make based on our value system. Now, many would, as you said, Joni, you step into controversial territory, because someone will always come up with a reason why they had to, right? I personally believe that we always have a choice, but at the same time, recognize that I'm not here to argue that your choice was right or wrong for you. I mean, I have a perspective. I think it is very important for at least one of the parents to be home, to be with the kids, rather than have them being raised by government or raised by strangers. Having said that, you know, I'm not going to judge you and say you're a bad person for doing what you do. I'm just saying there are choices. And I think economically, the changes that we're about to go through are going to force people to recognize you're going to have to make do with less, much like the government that has been spending so far beyond what it could possibly ever bring in, that ultimately it will collapse and people will have to go back to being their homegrown, not only healers, but homegrown growers. You know, the concept of everybody's going to have a chicken in their backyard.
Right. And there's really nothing wrong with kind of returning back to the basics, because I think it's more freeing for people to do that than it is for them to run the rat race.
Yeah,
my opinion.
There's a great joy once you can slow down enough and unplug from what you think you have to do. And it might mean that Michelle Obama doesn't get that extra dress every day, or, you know, Ann Romney, I don't know what she's shopping for, but they're doing fine. But the point is, and what Don was hinting at is that indeed this is just a game to make both of these guys seem like ordinary guys and gals when they're not. They've been sort of hand selected as if they were some form of royalty to be above it all, to be the elitist, to be the overlords, the wise overlords or rulers. And yet both of them are out of touch, because each one has said, oh, you're out of touch. No, you're out of touch. And the fact of the matter is, if you're both supported by Goldman Sachs, you're absolutely both out of touch.
Right. There's like a Hall & Oates song waiting to happen right there. They're out of touch.
Hey, sing it, Joni.
Can't help
Come on.
It. It's, yeah, music.
I'll be Hall, you be Oates. No, actually, Don
okay,
be Hall,
good.
I'll be Oates. I can listen.
No, I don't think I know.
I want the concert now. You always make me sound horrible when I have to sing these tunes that just can't get out of my head.
I know. I had to say it. It just started. You're like, out of touch. It just hit
yes,
me.
Yes. Well, listen, you know, going back to, you know, we originally posed this question, and I believe it was
last Thursday.
Yeah, and, you know, we just got flooded with all kinds of people that were supporting the idea that being a stay-at-home mom is one of the hardest jobs that they've ever had. Now, Joni, I'd like you to maybe respond to one particular comment that was made by one of the people on Facebook one of the dissenters. And the comment that he made was that, if you think being a stay-home mom is the hardest job there is, you must also think being a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon is easier. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's just kind of a condescending way to make the hard job of being a mom. Just it's minimized. And to me, it's, you know, being a rocket scientist, great. I'm glad that we have them. But, you know, we moms typically are, and dads have their place too. I don't want to let go of them or lose focus on their role. But
we actually had a couple of stay-home dads make comments on here as well. There are, believe it or not, there's a lot of stay-home dads out there as well.
Yeah, and rock on to them. I think, you know, if the family can work it out where dad maybe, you know, takes on that nurturing role, go for it. I mean, I think it's something that's mutually helpful to both dad and children and mom. And so, you know, a happy little family, whatever works for you, go for it. But, you know, typically mom staying home, that's what's nurtured and fostered the character of our nation. And that's, you know, it's a kind of one of those thankless jobs that are done behind the scene, but you know, we are the ones who just kind of fight that battle every day. And for me, it was important that I stay home. My career could have waited, you know, it got put on hold, but for me to fashion my child's character and to help them learn and grow and thrive and be the next generation, that was the greatest gift to society that I felt I could give.
Yes, that plays
absolutely.
It up.
And you know, we actually did, one of the comments I noticed was somebody making that point that sometimes moms making the choice to stay at home have to sacrifice something like a career in order to do that for the benefit of the children. And I thought that was kind of an interesting point that maybe a lot of people miss, is that it's not just one day somebody wakes up and says, I think I'll be a stay-at-home mom. You know, that they may have gone to school. They may have been working for a long time and had, you know, what some people would consider a very bright and promising future or a career in a particular field or a job, and that they made a conscious choice to give that up in order to be able to stay home with their kids because they felt that was the best thing to do for their child.
Well, I like this comment that Ryan made at the kind of toward the end of the string there, talking about, you know, if you really want someone as a president that's going to do it a good job, try a stay-at-home mom to be president, because she'll put her foot down and take no back talk. Crooked politicians will get a long time out with no allowance. Dirty laundry will be taken care of and the trash taken out of the White House for a change. She'll balance the budget and spend wisely. She won't waste time trying to rule the world because she'll be too busy actually taking care of her own. She'll have a strong home defense in place, so, you know, don't mess with mama. She'll actually create real jobs. Just ask her kids. The education system will get reformed, enough said. She'll plant a hedge around the borders and deport by the busload. Go home to your mommy now, she'll say. She'll support only real agriculture because she's grown her own garden and knows junk food has no place on the plate. And Big Pharma will get no sympathy and no petty fines for what they've done to the children. And that is a big one. So we need some mom warriors out there running for president, I think.
That's right. I think, you know, we wear so many hats as an at-home mom. You know, yes, you help with the budgeting usually. Typically, the mom staying at home does that. We do all of the laundry. We are the chef. We are the maid. We are the cook. We are the cleaner. We are the barf. You know, we should be wearing hazmat suits. Who has to deal with poop and pee and barf and snot? You know, that would be a biohazard out in any other job, you know? I take care of... Yes, it's been in my mouth too, Don. I don't know. You know, you get that nasty stuff. But anyway, it's just, you know, we take care of wearing so many hats, and I homeschool as well. So then I play teacher. I play principal. I'm the good guy. I'm the bad guy. I'm the creative director.
That's a really good point, because I know a lot of stay-home moms, especially the ones, the circles that I see on Facebook and the people that I'm associated with, that's another thing. You throw homeschooling into the mix there, you've just now increased the workload, you know, a huge, substantial amount, because homeschooling's not an easy thing to do either.
No, you've
and
just
so achieved. My hat is off to the moms that are staying home and homeschooling at the same time. That is huge, in my opinion.
That is superhero status in my book. Hey, Joni Cox, we love you, and we're so glad you're on the network, and we can't wait till you're on every day.
Thank you, Robert. I'm working on it. I'll do my best to get there as quickly as I can.
With all that extra time you have homeschooling, being super mom, washing, cleaning, and thank you for clearing your throat of all that stuff before you got on the air.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Oh, my goodness. That's Joni Cox, of course, Homegrown Health Radio on the Natural News Radio Network. We
and
really
you
love
can.
Her.
Let's not forget to mention. Yes. She is 3 to 4 p.m. every Wednesday. She has a new show every Wednesday. So right after Linderman, who comes on right after us, every Wednesday you hear a new show. That's Homegrown Health with Joni Cox.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Joni.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
You know what's wild about that Super Don with Joni there? I didn't realize of all the ones, you know, all the Facebook people that put stuff up to the homeschool mom controversy, the home mom controversy. Mm. I read her husband's quotes. I didn't read. Those were her husband's quotes. Isn't that great?
Nice. That'll get everybody involved on this show, right?
I tell you, the whole family chimed in on that segment. I didn't even realize it as I was doing it. That's hilarious. And by the way, yes, it was very profound of Joni to recognize, too, that the Democrats pretend to be the middle class rather than the elitist scum that they are, along with the establishment Republicans. And that is the great deception of Democrats, quite honestly, is that they're the working people, they're the average people. Don't fall for it anymore, please. That's why I donated yesterday for the superhero out there in politics, and that was Ron Paul, of course. He had the In It to Win money bomb, and absolutely, you could still contribute, and I encourage you. Whether you think he has a chance to win or not, to me, is irrelevant. The message of liberty must be heard. And the revolution is not being televised. It's occurring in the new media, and you are the new media, all of you here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. Now, we heard from somebody in, a big fan, big supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show recently. I think he called in. I'm just so far behind. I was so busy on the weekend. I haven't got a chance to screen these calls, so I'm relying on you, Super Don. We heard from Corey, did we not?
Yes, we did. And, you know, speaking of the revolution that's going on, Corey had an incident that took place when he went to the airport and was getting ready to go through TSA, and he ended up talking with a couple of people that were standing in line with him. He had a very interesting experience as they were waiting to go through security, and I thought this was something that was rather fascinating what ended up happening.
All right, well, I'm going to hear this for the first time with you. Take it away, Corey.
Hey, Robert, it's Corey calling from the Jacksonville Airport on my way back home to the North San Francisco Bay Area. Just want to let you know that I just went through the TSA screening and had a wonderful time, believe it or not. And that's because I was talking to the person in front of me and the person behind me and asked them both if they would stand in a microwave and turn it on for 10 seconds with their hands in the air in a submissive position. And they were like, no. And as a result, they were both educated on the ability to opt out, which neither of them had any idea you had a choice. And they both opted out and are soon to be viewers of the Robert Scott Bell Show and readers of naturalnews.com. So just want to say that waking people up is a wonderful thing to do. It feels great. And one last thing is I was getting a nasty pat down from the TSA agent. We actually had a really good conversation about 9/11 and how basically how BS it is. And he totally agrees. And we had a great conversation about America and the contrast between Nazi Germany, and it's actually just a really good conversation with the guy. So opting out is a wonderful time to educate and share things and get TSA agents' perspective on what they think about all this. And surprisingly, this guy actually agreed, but yet he continues to do what he does every day.
So opt out, get fondled, and uplift the TSA agent.
Yes, he's out there recruiting people to get tuned in to the Robert Scott Bell Show in the line to go through TSA. Well,
Corey,
I mean, how awesome is that, right?
We love you. You know, hopefully we don't get put on the no-fly list for that, Corey, but man, that is incredible. And I think that's brilliant to start talking. Remember when Liam was talking about being in line and saying, I trust you people. I don't have a problem with you people, right? That kind of but doing that could also arise suspicion. But here he is just quietly talking to people about things and engaging in conversation. It is a risky thing. I'm not saying do it indiscriminately, but feel it out. Corey's a pretty aware kind of guy. We got to meet him first in person at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach. And he knows his stuff, Coast Guard background and everything. But the idea is, as I've said this, be bold in spreading the truth. Now, it's kind of weird for me to say that, Super Don, because I also acknowledge something called the law of silence, that there's a point or a place in time where you do not want to speak because it can be to your detriment. And I don't mean in a you have the right to remain silent kind of context, but in a context where you get a sense about you. If you can be still, quiet, deep breath, then get a feel for, is this appropriate at this moment in time? And sometimes it feels like it might be initially, and you'll get the word, like the whisper, the still small voice somewhere in you going, no, 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 not now. Or others where it's screaming at you, you've got to speak right now. And I'm always encouraging people to reconnect to their own cells, their own gut intelligence. That's why we talk about the microflora, that second brain, so to speak, because it gives us the insight that oftentimes even those school teachings and learnings we had no clue about it. In fact, they tried to shut us down from that innate intelligence or from our connection to that which created us all.
No, I agree. And I, you know, I think that sometimes you have to consider that theory of, you know, living to fight another day.
Yes.
That it just does not make sense to, you know, create a situation where you completely silence yourself from being able to make a difference. That there are ways just, you know, maybe to use your head a little bit so that you're being the most effective, yet not,
yes.
You know, Robert, that's something we've been doing for years on this radio show, hasn't it been?
Especially just a wee bit.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, you know, you have to do those things to do the best you can to try and spread the message as much as you can, but stay under the radar as much as you can too, so that you don't completely remove yourself from the equation.
Super Don, how many times, you're right, have we had this conversation over the years about, can we talk about this on the air, for instance? And
right.
There are times where you and I will look at each other and go, I don't think it's ready. This is not the time.
No. And, right? You know, you can find ways to skirt around the edges or find ways to be able to introduce the topic in a way that keeps yourself from being in the line of fire. You know, and that's what you have to do, especially when you're involved in terrestrial radio, because there are so many people that are looking to try and shut you down on radio. If you're saying anything outside of what the bullet points are that are put out by the system.
Yes.
That when you're out there doing the kind of thing that we're doing, and you're out there doing the same kind of thing that a very small handful of hosts and radio are trying to do, that if you paint a target on your forehead, then really what are you accomplishing? You know, all you're doing is saying, hey, come knock me out and take me out of the equation, and then you are no longer able to go out there and make a difference. So it's a very, very interesting tap dance that you've got to do in order to be able to get the message out, make a difference, yet not put yourself in the line of fire.
By the way, those of you who listen here every day on Natural News Radio, I'm grateful for you. Please, like Corey, spread the word about it, and all you got to do is just speak up like that. Also, the Sunday show on Genesis Communications Network, GCN, had a great show yesterday. It was what I call Taxpayer Slavery Day or whatever it is. And it was a barn burner. You want to talk about some serious stuff? We had Michael Bednarik on, 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate and author of Good to be King. And also Christopher Barr. And Chris Barr and I took on some major issues talking about the real issue on April 15th. We should all be talking about Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain. So we have links up in the show notes today, and you can see it at robertscottbell.com. And check that out as well and give it a listen. It is life-transforming for an April 15th show, so don't miss that. Listen, let's take a break, see if we can get Liam Sheff up here real quick before we get Dr. Bitar on for Advanced Medicine Monday, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
All right, stand by. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I hesitate to say it's time to squeeze Liam Sheff into the program because I know how much he likes to be squozing. Liam, welcome back. I didn't want to do a day without you here as we kick off the week in style.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
Unhand me.
Do you feel loved?
I don't know.
Oh, what, you're gonna have
oh,
to,
is that what you call it? Loved?
Well, you're going to have to hear the call from Corey we just played as our Coast Guard buddy went through TSA security and what he told us. But he's quite an evangelist for the Robert Scott Bell Show and Natural News as he's teaching people in line about all these things that we talk about on the air here, which is very cool. And which is also what I'm looking forward to because...
Oh, we both know Corey.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And we're actually, later this week, we planned sometime, not sure when, which day, but we're actually going to talk about some of these diets, whether you're on primal, paleo, this woe, that woe, every woe, you know, and we're going to cover some things probably politically incorrect, but nutritionally correct, of course.
There were some woes to be had with one of our good friends.
Hmm. So we're going to woe that because Super Don had some major woes recently. We're not going to make fun of him, but there's a story here that kind of leads into it. U.S. adults cooking healthier at home. And I think, Super Don, you took this a little too seriously. This is a United Press International story, came off of Wilmington, Delaware a few days ago. And evidently, more people are trying to eat healthy and cook healthy at home. Did you do that recently?
Yeah, well, you know, the article says that, you know, U.S. consumers are cooking more often, experimenting with food. And so in the spirit of this news, these new statistics have come out. I recently, and I think I mentioned this on Friday, that I was going to attempt making sushi. And I thought, you know, I tried sushi for the first time, I don't know, about a week and a half ago, and I fell in love with it. And so I sat down and watched about an hour's worth of YouTube videos on how to make sushi. And then I took some ingredients and I took some shrimp and some stuff and everything, put it together and made it and ate it. And I was like, wow, this is really great and stuff. And I woke up Saturday morning with these horrible stomach cramps. I thought I was going to absolutely die. And I was just on my deathbed for all of Saturday. So I guess a word to the wise, if you're going to experiment with food, make sure that you're really using good stuff because food poisoning from bad shrimp and sushi was not a pleasant experience.
Now, YouTube didn't warn you about that, did it?
Well, YouTube didn't say anything about make sure that your shrimp isn't contaminated.
Liam,
you know, had it said that, I would have been okay. I would have gotten the non-contaminated shrimp.
You should have gone to Liam's YouTube channel, I think.
Me? Don didn't read the article. It said cooking.
Oh, it was good, though. It tasted good. I love sushi. You know?
It tasted good both times.
The very first time I make sushi,
you eat it twice.
I end up making myself sick. So I'm not going to give up on sushi, but I think I'm just going to try and be a little more careful and maybe on the food itself.
Well, listen, it's good. And, you know, we talked about you being a stay-at-home dad as such, but please don't feed the kids this stuff before you're sure it's okay.
Hey, kids, guess what's for dinner? Yeah.
Oh, well, what'd your lovely wife say? She said, Don, no more cooking for you or no more raw stuff for you. What did she say?
No, she encourages it. So I will not stop. It has not discouraged me from continuing to do so. It was just kind of a what do they call it, a teachable moment?
Oh, very teachable if you're willing to learn. But nothing learns you like that kind of pain.
No, it was like having your stomach in a vice.
My mom had food poisoning, this was a couple of years back, I had her open up a bottle of Sovereign Silver and she drank 2 ounces straight down and in an hour she was better.
Yeah, and you know, that's actually what I did on Saturday morning as I was limping my way to the bathroom and just feeling absolutely horrible. I grabbed a Sovereign Silver, popped the cap off, and down the whole thing because, you know, I've been taught well by my Jedi Master.
Yeah, hey, did my wife send you in a care package the Immune Tree Colostrum? Because that would also help to regenerate some things intestinal.
No, I did not. Now, I do have the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, at least you can replenish there because when you have food poison, it wipes you out. So definitely replenish. And hats off to Jonathan for keeping you flush with some good Dr. O'Hara's there.
Absolutely. So, yes, timely article that it appears that more U.S. consumers are cooking more often, experimenting with food, and cooking at home to help save money as well as eat healthier. Unfortunately, as you go on in the article, this survey that they took was sponsored by DuPont Teflon.
Oh. Put on your Teflon tinfoil hat now.
Yes. You know, I mean, you get this encouraging thing. Hey, more people are eating organic and they're experimenting and cooking it at home. Brought to you by DuPont Teflon. So it was kind of a buzzkill.
Talking about killing the canaries and the parrots. You know, you burn those Teflon pans, you will kill the birds in your home. So that's a warning for you. Hey, Liam, you're heading down from New York to Washington, D.C., one toxic place to another. How are you going to survive it?
Well, I think D.C. is more psychologically toxic.
yes.
You know, New York gets it coming and going, but D.C. is just, it's, what is Jerry Doyle, Hollywood for ugly people? So I'm going down and I'm going to talk at Terry Michaels' organization, the Washington Center for Politics and Journalism, and I'm going to tell the story of what it's like to report on kids who are being killed in an orphanage with NIH studies, and we'll all have a laugh, I'm well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
I have trouble telling the story, but that's what it just makes me very upset, but I'll try to keep it on keel without tearing up, cursing, and throwing things. Which
kudos
is
to you to you know, going out there and you know, getting this word out, because it's obviously something that I think a lot of people shy away from because they don't want to talk. It's an uncomfortable thing.
Don't.
How do you you know, talk to people about something like that? It's horrific.
Well, and Terry Michaels,
kudos to you to doing that.
Terry has invited him to do it, which is fantastic as well. And Liam, you know what's interesting about the Hollywood
I get the message across?
Yeah.
Big red nose, oversized shoes, and every time I say somebody died, I have a horn and I
So you're using the Patch Adams technique.
At the end, I'm a puddle on the floor of my own tears and vomit. Yeah. But yeah, you were there just the other day.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Don.
Yes, I was a puddle of something.
Well, I was thinking about your Hollywood comment for ugly people in D.C., but much of Hollywood you see on the cable shows now are showing brutal violence in a historical perspective, whether it be fictionalized or based on fact. And I think what you uncovered, Liam, is the fact that that kind of violence against children particularly, but that kind of violence never went away. It exists right now in a contemporary time setting. And that's what I think a lot of people, to Don, what you were saying, don't want to see that is happening now. They want to think of it only as happening in the past.
Well, it's true. And you know, any time that you look at things that are factual about things that have happened in the past, you know, a lot of times when you're told the stories about of things that have taken place and things that have happened, it's done in a very sterile way. And so when the actual details come out, it gives you a little bit of a different perspective as to not only things that happened in the past, but as we're talking about here, things that are happening in the present day. And it gives people – it makes people, I think, feel more empowered to actually do something about it. And it's a very important thing. It needs to be done. And again, my hat's off to you, Liam, for pointing these things out and making people aware of things that I think under normal circumstances would not be talked about.
Hey, I'd rather talk about cooking food at home, but yeah. I appreciated the invitation to talk about this. But I'm not here to do important things. I just really want to make fun of the bad guys and make people laugh. I happened to be a little more serious when I was a little more younger. Did I say more younger? I did.
More younger. Yes. It's like more, less, or fewer, right?
When I was a little lesser older, I was a little less unserious. And when I get older, I don't know if I care less or I can be bothered with it less. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I was so careful. I mean, I'm looking over the data that I accumulated for this ICC story. I was the most, and I'm still a good, careful researcher, but my God, the stuff is just like mountains of data coming from the NIH and the FDA, and then going and interviewing people and going undercover into the orphanage and doing all this stuff that I just would not, I couldn't do it today. I couldn't. It's too heartbreaking. So,
Liam, we're going to have to revisit it. I want to hear how it goes down there in D.C., so check in from that. We've also got to talk dietary stuff. And by the way, those of you seen the photograph with Liam and I from the Nullify Now conference in Philadelphia, it's up on Facebook. We have it on the web today as well. I call him a superhero sidekick. Just so you know, superhero is an adjective in my mind. That's how I say he is a superhero. He's also a sidekick, but so am I. So anyway, we have a good time together.
No, you're... I'm wearing my tights right now.
I did not want to know that.
Don's a sidekick. We're also, hey, you're Professor X.
All right. Another superhero coming up after the break is Dr. Rashid Batar. Also this week, probably tomorrow, we're working on the scheduling, but looks like we'll have a real Hollywood, but a real person. She's a sweetheart. Her name is Mariel Hemingway with her beau, Bobby Williams. Going to be a great interview. Look forward to that. Check it all out online, robertscottbell.com. We got links all the way around. Stand by, coming back with Dr. Batar. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I hope everybody survived Tax Slavery Day, or for some of you, it might be today in the U.S. We covered that extensively on yesterday's show, but right now, we're going to lift it up, uplift you, because Dr. Bittar is back for some serious advanced medicine and medical rewind. Dr. Bittar, welcome back.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
doing well. Looking forward to another big week. We got Mariel Hemingway coming up this week, and that's always exciting. And, of course, when we cover the stories that we do together, you never know where we end up, but it's always a blast. In fact, there was a bizarre story. We didn't get to talk about this off the air. Maybe you heard about it. Maybe you didn't. But did you see that the Obama was going down to Cartagena, Colombia?
I did read that in his... I think it was 11 of his secret agents, Secret Service agents, and then a number of the military were grounded. A number of the Secret Service were sent back home because of some type of issue with some of the local prostitutes or something.
Yeah, evidently they were trying to save the U.S. taxpayer some money and not pay their prostitutes.
Yeah.
You know, shouldn't we be applauding them? No, I mean, it really goes to the lack of, you know, we could preach morality. We're not preaching, really. We try to live by example. But the idea is you would have an internal code, would you not, whether it be in the military or otherwise, where you would not subject yourself to that, much less risk a position like, for instance, protecting the president. Because there could be things utilized against you or a Secret Service agent putting you in that awkward position, so to speak. Bribes, different things could happen. Blackmail, they call it. I would say that there's something just coming off. The wheels are coming off of this thing.
Yeah, but Robert, if you think about it, you know, it's not one or two people. If it's 11 Secret Service agents, then there was something that was happening higher up than an individual that had a momentary lapse of lucidity or reasoning. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 11. So if it sounds. You know, you don't have 11 people make a mistake like that unless it's a group thing. And I'm thinking that it's probably higher up and they're just pushing the fault downstream.
Oh, I see what you're saying. A lot of times the fall guys are the below part of it. So that means that there's a culture that is very much in existence at that level. We talk about the elite ruling class has always been a debauchery was the right word, I think.
Debauchery, yeah. I mean, you see this with the strange happenings with the senators and some of the House members and all sorts of strange things, you know. I mean, these guys are sending ads on over the internet for young men, and, you know, these are older men that are doing stuff with younger men and doing it. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know anything
It's like the Roman Senate. I mean, in some ways,
exactly. I was just going to say, it just doesn't make any sense, but it's something that is – debauchery sounds like a very, very calm word for it, a very
might be worse. Type
word. Exactly.
Well, if we talk about the fall of Rome, that concept, I mean, there was no moral compass whatsoever. And I think these things have to be internal. I mean, you know, if you expect that they can be done by the force of, I guess, a higher authority that will threaten to kill you should you get out of line, but that's not – if we talk about the internal compass to guide us, they've completely lost their way. And this has been going on for a long time. So if we're to get back to some semblance of, if we say sanity or moral action, if we can even call it that, it's not going to be coming from the example of government.
Well, I would certainly agree with that. And historically, what you just said is accurate too, because it's never been set by any political body or governmental body. It's always been... In fact, any significant change in society has always been based upon the public's demand.
Yeah, and to some degree, what's frightening to me is that it's, and I don't know if that's the right word, but it's a reflection of the general population. We get the government we deserve or that reflects our values or lack thereof. Yet there is a great, let's say, awakening. We've talked about it many times, even just this year on the show together, about how there is transformation. The fact that this is coming out, which never used to, shows that the sunshine is being lit up here, and they can't hide the way they used to.
That's a very good point. It would have probably been subdued and brushed underneath the carpet in the past. It is interesting that it came out, and it is interesting that, again, it's not just a couple of people. I mean, 11 people, that's a lot of people. I mean, they didn't talk about the number in the military, but they did say a number of military people were, quote, grounded, so I assumed that that was something to do with Air Force or maybe something to do with the presidential flight crew. I don't know. But it's a group of people, and anytime you have more than three or four people involved in something like this, it just smells and reeks of something on a greater scale, something that was either condoned or accepted or perhaps even encouraged by those that are higher up. Mm-hmm. I can't see 11 people that are appointed to protect the president of the United States to just say, well, you know, let's go do this instead. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, sure. I mean, but they could have been engaged in the prevention of counterfeiting. Oh, wait, no. They protect the Federal Reserve, which is a counterfeiting agency.
Right.
Never mind that. So their primary thing to defend or protect the president and attack counterfeiters, they do neither of them well at this point, we're seeing. But as I said, the positive thing here, Dr. Bitar, for me is that the light is shining on it. The veil of illusion is lifting all around. We're seeing things, increasingly desperate ploys, for instance, to defend the indefensible, like, for instance, the mandate, which is known as Obamacare. Kathleen Sebelius, the head of the HHS, is now coming out and saying it's a civil rights issue. So now she's trying to make it almost a racial issue, racial equality. Whereas my argument has been that there's been so much medicine foisted upon the inner city, the minorities, they are overwhelmed with drugs and vaccines. They're doing them no favors, and they're saying they don't have enough of that. To me, that's the opposite of helpful.
Well, it's a fundamental question of the right to people have the right that people have to healthcare versus being imposed upon. Some people don't want the drugs, or they don't want the vaccines. They don't want to be told that you have to get this treatment or that treatment, and they don't talk about any of that. And essentially, Obamacare has been nothing more than a veiled attempt at forcing people into doing things that many people have chosen and opted not to do because they're more evolved intellectually, they're more aware, they're more awakened, and it's a way to basically get the dissenters together and force them into this. I guess it's probably more politically correct than shipping us off to a detention camp underneath the pretense of protecting the masses because we haven't had our inoculations or whatever the case may be.
Right, but we would probably agree that if we were going to have a mandate and we're not into mandates, I would mandate everybody in the inner city to plant a little garden, you know, even if it's a little herb garden, something that would actually bring healing to them and nourish their souls more than anything, but literally nourish their bodies more or less than saying that they're just drug and vaccine receptacles.
In fact, last week, I believe it was, wasn't it, that we talked about how they've actually, Obama's administration has actually now instituted measures to prevent children from working on farms, I believe it was?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, there was the 4-H thing that we saw. And since that time, too, I also learned that Monsanto has granted like $500,000 to the 4-H club. So now they're trying to find a way, if more people are going to be growing because it's a movement, Monsanto wants to have its seeds utilized through the 4-H methodologies, which is, again, something that is scary, but this is the way they play the game. They find out where are the holes we need to fill. Let's fill them with our GMO seeds.
Yeah, and I think that the game, it's a very accurate way that you put it. The game is played a certain way, and I think that brings up the movie that I had talked to you about. I think you already saw it before I had seen it, but it's interesting because a lot of that game playing and their strategy and how they're going to play the game and how they implement their agenda is very well orchestrated in that movie Thrive.
Oh, yeah, Thrive. Yeah, we did talk about that. I meant to bring that out, so I'm glad you brought that up. You saw it recently as well. What was your perspective? Because it was like a high-level production about things that we have been talking about for years, but somebody put it into a movie form.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I really liked it. I believe that the general public will benefit from it because it does ask those questions that the media has just over a period of time just kind of covered very, very loosely, and they ridicule certain things that they don't want any attention brought to. And they covered everything from crop circles to vaccinations to healthcare to the financial crisis. Everything was covered in that movie, and I thought they did a very good job. They did actually a very compelling job at presenting information that is covered in a very cursory fashion from mainstream media, but they actually provided additional sources. They showed a lot of different video footage. So I think it's a very good movie for somebody to watch, at least to open their eyes wider. Some people may not find the information to be as compelling as other people may, but yeah, at least as an introduction, I thought it was a good movie to watch. I certainly would encourage everybody. In fact, we sent an email out to all our subscribers and patients encouraging them to watch this movie. It doesn't cost anything anymore.
Yeah, I think they've made it available for a free download now after initially charging. So I think that the things that they cover were really done well. In fact, they talked in many ways about the things you and I cover on the show, including the health system, the food issues, even the political aspect. They actually talked about the left-right being, you know, a false paradigm that it's really being used to manipulate people. And they talked about the necessity of liberty.
I thought it was a good movie. And I thought it was good enough that to tell my patients and my subscribers, and I very rarely will send out something like that. In fact, I think I've only sent out one other recommendation since we've had subscribers in the last, you know, 3-4 years to actually watch a movie. But this was something that I thought was interesting enough and compelling enough that most people would benefit from watching it. And as you said, since it's free now, there's no reason not to.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Listen, the life is transforming. The principles are always the same, but the question is, do they pervade, do they get to places where they haven't been getting to in a long time? Case in point, the reason, although it's kind of funny and silly at one point, and the other point, it's very illustrative of where we are as a culture when the Secret Service is down there in Cartagena not paying for hookers. I mean, come on, well, never mind that.
is that actually what happened, that they didn't pay? Is that what caused
That's what brought
problem?
This up. Yeah, evidently. Here's the story. That. Like, I wasn't there, all right? I'll be the first. I wasn't there. But the claim is that because at least one was not paid, she raised such a stink about it that it ended up going to the level of the American Embassy. The American Embassy called. I mean, and this is how it rose up to this level. And suddenly, something that would have been shut down, like we said, instantly, like in the movie Thrive, they talk about consciousness. Things are changing, as we know.
Yeah, then 11 people, not one person. The complaint, I mean, they didn't send one person home. So if the issue was about payment and it was 11 people, then you know this was something much higher up.
Right, right. Now, I was saying, maybe, like I said, budget cuts and everything. But
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Listen, let's take a quick break. We got lots more healing to do. Always a blast with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Check him out. I've got all the links up, including to his wonderful best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. If you have not gotten it yet, amazing that you wouldn't have yet. So get it. It's linked up at the blog. Check it out. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Actually, we had a call to Dr. Bitar through the show. We're not going to pull the call on the air, but I want to talk about some of the issues raised, and we'll do that as well, related to children with ADHD, etc. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Continuing now with Dr. Bitar here on Advanced Medicine Monday, special edition we do every week. We look forward to kick off the week with you with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And Dr. Bitar, we did take a call and we listened to it and I want to talk about it. But we also realize in this case, this Russell is going to come to see you with his child, a three-year-old child. So we wanted to really more honor a patient confidentiality, feel more comfortable just talking about the call in the air, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So one of the things that he brought up was with his three-year-old, he says there was a lot of behavioral disorders, defiance, even some level of violence. And he talked about using, for his own sake, his own health, he was talking about utilizing sodium bicarbonate, which is, you know, a lot of what Dr. Tullio Simoncini had experimented with in terms of cancer and alkalization of the body, yeast overgrowth, candida, etc. But in this case, he said he did a little bit of that for his three-year-old son and saw some improvement very rapidly. And I don't want to go off the deep end on this, but I want to get your perspective on what you heard in the call.
Well, Robert, it's very possible, and we've seen it, that when you alkalize the body, and again, this is systemic alkalinization we're talking about, when the body is more alkaline, there will be more efficient detoxification. The metals are released easier. Some of the toxins are released easier. Obviously, it's counterproductive to anything that thrives in an acidic environment. So there is a benefit that most people will experience, however small or great it may be, from alkalinization. And that's essentially, if they've seen that type of an improvement, that's essentially what they've seen. What is important, I believe, here to make sure that the individual understands is that the sodium bicarb is only taking care of a environmental situation. It's not taking care of the causative factor. In other words, it's a resulting environment, and it is not taking care of the problem in itself. Yes, it's helping to facilitate the system in order for the system to try to start working better, and I'm all for that. Uh-huh. But you know, without getting into too many specifics, because the one thing that I don't want to do is say something where people can misconstrue it and think that that's the solution, and it's not really the solution. It does help with the symptomology,
sure,
but it's not. It's kind of like a Band-Aid, if you will.
Right.
It's not going to be a solution. It's almost like taking a drug in some ways. Maybe it's not quite that bad because the drug is covering up a symptom. The sodium bicarb is not covering up the symptom. It is helping to reestablish a more normal environment, if you will. But
yes,
the problem is really still the causative factor.
Sure.
Now, you know, if the causative factor in itself is eliminated because of the change that you make in the pH, which, by the way, it will help to facilitate some of that, but it's not going to negate it. It's not going to eliminate it. From that perspective, obviously, it is beneficial. But without really knowing much more about the child's history and some of those other components, I would be very hesitant to say something on the radio about that.
Sure. And of course, we talk about altering the terrain by introduction of sodium bicarb. It will alter pH, which we know. But as to your point, I want to make sure everybody understands this. It's not a full approach. It's a partial approach. We talk about detoxification. We talk about immune modulation. We talk about the endocrine system. A lot of these things, these kids have been disrupted. There's more stories about the phthalates from plastic, you know, impeding a normal endocrine function of children. So there's just all kinds of things that are potential that you would do in a normal assessment we couldn't do on a phone call. We can talk in generalities, and that's good because it gives people insight as to make better decisions, whether they can see a doctor or not. We're all for that. That's why the 9 steps to keep the doctor away is out there for people to read and learn.
Well, I agree with you completely, and I think that if people understand that balance is where the key is, and obviously if you are very acidic because you have a very high protein intake, because you have a lifestyle that's not conducive to optimum balance. There's a lot of consumption, but they talk about the wealthy diet, you know, a lot of red meat, a lot of alcohol. You're going a lot of fried foods. You're just going to be more acidic. And so a person like that would probably benefit from a little bit of sodium bicarb. Another person may not see that much benefit only because that their system may not be as acidic as another individual, so they're not going to see quite the same extreme. But the component that I want to make sure everybody gets across is that you're dealing with not the primary problem. You're dealing with an ancillary issue. You're dealing with the symptom, not with the problem.
Yeah. If we go back in time and we talk medical text history, and I look into homeopathic medicine, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, a lot of his observations were dealing with more acute diseases because people weren't dealing with layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon toxins and things in the same way. There were acute poisonings, true. But the way we have it now, it's a systemic chronic poisoning almost from childhood with acute exposures through vaccines or other things as well. And when you talked about acidification of the body, we could talk about the wealthy elite, the high society of Paris, for instance, the 200 years ago where Hahnemann went later in his life and saw suddenly, where's all this gout and arthritis coming from? And he watched these people drinking wine to excess, living sedentary, eating large quantities of pheasant, and wondering why they got gout, having no earthly idea that they were, you know, couldn't metabolize all the excess animal protein with their liver under stress, for instance.
Exactly. And I think that's a very, very important point, that there's so much that the system has to deal with. There's so much that we're putting into our system, not only what we're eating and what we're drinking, but what we're breathing in as well, which we often don't realize. When you take a shower, when you take a bath, how much our bodies are absorbing, and the body has to adjust that. And that pH is very, very specifically balanced. If you look at serum, you're looking at a pH between 7.35 and 7.4. If you're at 7.5, you're dead. If you're at 7.2, you're dead. I mean, literally, it's that extreme. Now, when you're looking at systemic pH, there's many different vectors inside the system, whereas the gastric mucosa itself, the gastric pH is a pH of 1, which is highly, highly acidic, and will eat the copper right off of a penny. But 2 feet away, when you go past the pyloric sphincter into the duodenum, it's highly alkaline, almost a pH of 13, 14 there, very, very alkaline. So the different areas of the body have different pHs. We're talking about systemic pH, which is somewhat difficult to manipulate, and that's where you get more benefits of alkalization when you consume more leafy vegetables, green leafy vegetables or greens, and some of the alkalized water and some of these other things that people do, and take in less things that will have an acidic basis or an acidic impact, such as you mentioned, alcohol and red meat, etc. So the body has to deal with a lot, and so the balance is the key. And when we have a person that's taken something, a little bit of sodium bicarb, and seen a benefit, that's great. And I'm glad that they're seeing that benefit. I would be more cautious giving it to a child, and I would have some more reservations to make a blanket statement about that for a child.
Well, we see that there are studies and stories coming out now of children. We talk about, used to be called adult onset diabetes, right? Now they're trying to pretend, well, it's not really adult onset. Why? Because kids are developing this at earlier and earlier ages. And one of the stories I covered last, a few days ago, is about the phthalates, the plastifiers, all these things also contributing to the downturn in health of, let's say, children here. But I want to talk about the generational decline, and we've discussed this a little bit because there's another story here that I see. Middle school students are now showing signs of sun damage. Now, I'm thinking, did the sun suddenly get stronger this generation than ever before, or is it that we've become weaker each successive generation that relies upon food that is grown in soils that are depleted and or with the added non-bonus of all the pesticides, etc.? You know, I see that there is a general weakening.
Not to mention all the additional components that we do to the body in the name of making it stronger that makes it even weaker. So the foods that we eat and what we consume has definitely made us weaker. And then on top of that, all the things that we do in the name of prevention and health makes it even worse, such as the vaccinations and the dental, you know, proactive dental visits that lead to more amalgam implementations.
Mercury,
and such.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's amazing to me that people still think, oh, well, they used to do that. They don't do that anymore. They have no idea that it's still mainstream to get mercury filling. And when you tell people, well, that's a mercury filling. Oh, no, that's not a mercury filling. That's silver.
Right. If it were. Oh, that would be wonderful if it were only silver. But no, as we know, it's not. Now, on this article, it's just bizarre. This is on U.S. News and World Report's website. And I'm sure that these ads rotate. But as I brought this story up about middle school students showing signs of sun damage, on the side there's an advertisement. Says 36 years, 201,250 miles, and one blown motor. What do you do? Take care of a classic. Trade in a clunker. So I'm thinking that this is a commercial for like a used car or a way to rehab used cars. You scroll down this visual ad of this old beat up truck, and it's an ad for Viagra. I mean, it is just bizarre that we're being advertised in this way. It's like, well, you're an old car. Here, take this. And it's a story about kids with sun damage.
Well, never know. Somebody may be reading that. Or maybe some lady's reading that and thinking, hey, my husband needs it or my boyfriend needs it. Who knows?
Oh, my goodness. I know. But it's like I said, sometimes I wake up and even though I grow in this culture, I've been in this culture for long. And, you know, I look at it and go, boy, when we describe it as insane – it's not too far of a stretch to say it.
Well, I think that when we look at the media, we look at the way things are marketed and the way, you know, something even crazier than that is when you listen to one of these pharmaceutical ads and they always show imagery of people being happy and just enjoying themselves on the beach. And the narrator's always talking about all these side effects of bleeding and death and et cetera. And I'm thinking to myself, how can any human being hear this and still ask their doctor for that drug? But apparently it works because the imagery that the person's seeing is all this happiness and all this frolicking and all this joy, and nobody, I guess, listens. Or maybe they count on the vast majority of the people that are watching TV to hit that mute button during commercials, so they're just getting that imagery and they're not listening to the narrator.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a form of hypnosis. And here we do our level best to, I don't say we wake up the sheeple, because I think the people that are listening every week have pretty much woken up, which I'm really excited about. But it's neat. We're getting stories of people that are, in fact, last hour we took a call from someone who was in an airport TSA security line, waking people up, telling them about the show, and you know, like right in line, you got to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you got to listen to Dr. Bittar, and, you know, natural news. So it's transforming, and I think the thing is, it's all about relationship building, is it not? Ultimately, you know, you can overwhelm somebody with a lot of hypnosis and ads, but sometimes they're shaken up by another human contacting them as another human. So that's what we're encouraging here as well.
And I think it's happening more and more, as you said, the veil is being lifted, the light is being cast further and further, and things that weren't getting any illumination in the past, or even within the last 3 or 4 years that wouldn't have gotten any illumination, are getting that light. And so it is nice to see that. It's the coming of that golden age of the information age.
Yeah, we're definitely in it. Listen, we've got a lot more to do here on the special edition that we do every week with Dr. Bittar. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Talk a little bit about farming, defending farmers, family farmers against Monsanto. Also, a little political healing. There's some Ron Paul news I want to bring up on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere. Lots more things to do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yesterday on the show, I actually talked about the In It to Win It money bomb with Ron Paul. Fascinating journey that's going on. You know, you've been covering this as well and observing this amazing man there, Dr. Ron Paul. And they're all saying, oh, he's got no shot, no chance. And the media is just kind of pretending he's not there. In the meantime, he's getting thousands of people at every stop talking about liberty. Got people, especially young people, so excited. And it turns out the whole delegate count, Dr. Bitar, you know how they're all trying to win, not the popular vote, the beauty contest, but like who's getting the delegates? Mm-hmm. And the media is now struggling with this because they're realizing what the Ron Paul campaign has been saying is that we're targeting the delegates and we're actually winning way more than they want you to know, than you want to. And the thing is, it looks like it's going to become an interesting experience in Tampa there when they meet for the Republican National Convention.
Well, I didn't know about this. Explain to me, Robert, because I thought that when, depending on the general vote, mm-hmm. I thought that that was what determined how many delegates one got, but you're saying that's not actually what happens?
Yeah, there are a few states that if you win the popular vote, you'll win the delegates, but in more than the majority of them, in fact, it's turning out, just like the strategy that they had set up, they learned from 4 years ago in the campaign, that the popular election, if you will, the so-called beauty contest votes, aren't necessarily indicative of who gets the delegates. And it's turning out that Ron Paul has won a number of states, it looks like, that the media is not reporting on. And this is like, you know, you want to talk about an August surprise in Tampa when the convention hits. This is a fascinating story that's yet to be fully told.
Yeah, of course, the media hasn't covered that, and I didn't know anything about that. I actually knew that Ron Paul had talked about this delegate strategy, but I didn't know that's what they were working on.
Yeah, and it's really coming through. I mean, listen, he had over 7,000 people at UCLA. He had, I think, like 5,000 people at Berkeley. Come on, a Republican speaking at UC Berkeley? You kidding me?
Wow. That's amazing. You can't get more left than that.
No, in the meantime, Romney's going around speaking to the so-called converted and Republican. He's getting a few hundred people per event. So there's something happening, and this, you know, comes back to the movie Thrive, where they talked about transformation, consciousness shift. We've talked about it. The media is not covering. The revolution, as they say, will not be televised. It's happening outside of the bounds, outside of the realm, without permission of the authorities. It is happening no matter what they're trying to suppress or subdue. And, you know, if you put your finger on that pulse, you're like, oh my gosh, there's a whole world that's not being covered by the old media.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, there's one part that I have a lot of gratitude that Santorum is no longer in the race. That was just, that was very, very disturbing. But I think he knew what was on the horizon for him in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been probably the ultimate in embarrassment for him to lose his own state, which was, from what I understand, inevitable. My wife's from Pennsylvania. My parents live in Pennsylvania. I've got a couple employees from Pennsylvania. And they basically all said the same thing. He's one of the most hated men in Pennsylvania. So from that perspective, it's not a surprise at all to see that he was losing in the polls and the preliminaries. And so
yeah, that would have been very embarrassing. It looked like that's the case. I've gotten confirmation on that from many of my friends and listeners in Pennsylvania. Not a well-liked guy there. Now, this is something that we're seeing on so many levels. On the Democratic side of this, the so-called Obamacare, which we've talked a little bit about, they're pulling out all the stops now to try and call it a civil rights issue. There's a request by the government to send in your stories. We're going to go and videotape you how Obamacare has helped you, even though it's not fully implemented until 2014. And listen, I think the states are passing legislation to nullify Obamacare. So whether the Supreme Court rules against it or not, I said, we are in the midst of a revolution, and I, you know, we pray it's not a bloody revolution, as I said, but it is what it is, and it's happening right now in a primarily bloodless fashion. I think the blood is actually happening with Obamacare by the forceful, nature of the medical system in a monopoly setting.
I think you're right, and I think that, and I hope that you're right that it's done in a nonviolent way, but I believe that there are enough people in our country that are preparing for the worst.
Yes.
And that is only based upon the number of gun sales, number of ammunition sales, the popularity of gun shows, the number of people getting private carry licenses for handguns. And even Walmart now has rifles that they sell. They actually used to, apparently, and then they stopped doing it for a number of years. And I went there to pick up some fishing gear for my youngest son. I was going to take him fishing, and all our fishing poles had been chewed up by a dog. So went there to get the fishing poles. And
yeah,
I see these rifles, and I thought, oh, this must be like air guns, you know, like BB guns. And the lady says, oh, no, this is a 7mm Remington, and here's a shotgun, and here's this .22, and here's a .223 round. That's a military round that they shoot, that the M16 shoot or the AR-15 shoots. I was surprised that they had all these weapons that were selling at Walmart. So
you know what I did see recently at a gun shop, a picture of our, you know, like they put a picture of like salesman of the year, right, for who would, you know, what caused them to sell the most guns. Mm-hmm. Guess who they had a picture of there?
Obama.
Yes, they did. They said this is our best salesman, and it was just because people are suspecting that there's a lot of things that are going on. And I took the family out shooting last week, and it made me feel good, honestly, to see all of these, you know, people in America, women, men, families together with the idea that guns are not the cause of violence or criminality. In fact, these are people that literally were wanting to protect liberty. You know, you talk to them. They were not scary people. They were responsible people there.
There's a reason that it's the right to bear arms is the Second Amendment, right?
Yes.
And I think that the one thing that the forefathers knew and the one thing that anybody who tries to take over the United States, which it's never going to be a foreign issue. In fact, look at the oath that all military officers have to take, that all law enforcement has to take. To defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That key word is domestic there.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there are enough military personnel out there. We talk about Ron Paul. He's collectively, you take all the different candidates together, I think Ron Paul dwarfs them all 3-1 or 4-1 for military support.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And that is an encouraging sign. And when you talk about foreign and domestic, here you have the government currently saying, if you like Ron Paul, you could be a domestic terrorist, for instance. That's, you know, that's how bizarre the change is.
Remember,
the definition.
All patriots in the beginning of any revolution are considered heretics and are considered terrorists and are considered whatever, because the prevailing government that needs that slap in the face and have woken up, they're a threat to them. Look at Patrick Henry, his story, you know, give me liberty or give me death. And there were all sorts of different people that were painted by the government as being threats to the government, and yet they were the ones that were talking about freedom. So in the initial movement, all people that are going to be pushing for maintaining the rights and for establishing principles of freedom, they will always be considered a threat to the prevailing government, whatever the status quo is, and they will be painted by the status quo as being the threat, whereas in actuality, that's, again, misinformation, just like the media is propagating misinformation. In fact, you know, this is kind of maybe going to a little bit of an extreme, but David Wilcock, his book, The Source Field Investigations, goes into a lot of very interesting components. And his website talks about many things that are happening and that are coming to fruition. And some people may think it's somewhat of an extreme thing, but a lot of this stuff is being verified. In fact, all this stuff is being verified, third-party independent verifications. So I think that this misinformation agenda that's been going around, which, again, we keep on coming back to it. I almost feel like we're a broken record because we keep on bringing up the issue of the misinformation, but it's in so many levels. And yet the public, I believe, is they're more than aware of it. Because remember when we talked about the bird flu and the H1N1 issue a couple of years back?
Yeah, and how few people percentage-wise took the vaccine despite all of the efforts to do so. Yes.
Right. Obama, it was his first year, I think, in office, and he was on the air saying that 20% of the U.S. population was going to die. They estimated 60 million people were going to die from the H1N1, and you know that's why it was so important for everybody. Even the president of the United States gets on and tells people to do that. And then I'm traveling through an airport when I hear this over the TV, and there are people in the bars, you know, in the airports, and listening to this and laughing, like, what an idiot, you know, like anybody's going to believe that. Nobody took it seriously. In fact, the reason that we had virtually no issues was because people just didn't take the vaccine. If they had taken the vaccine, I think we would have had 60 million people die.
Yeah, even the revolt was on within the medical profession, which was largely unreported, except here we talked about it extensively. And it's only grown since then. You know, case in point, the awareness of vaccine dangers, where it's getting, you know, who's been strangely silent for a while now? The CDC.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, too, because at David Wilcock's seminar, during the second day, it was a three-day event. During the second day, I was sitting pretty much towards the back. And during the second day, he, in mid-sentence, while talking, mid-sentence stops and points to me, he goes, I know who you are. Huh. And everybody's kind of turning around looking, and I kind of turned around behind me. There's only a couple people.
Who's he pointing to?
Yeah, he was pointing to me, and he said, you were the one who took care of that Washington Redskins cheerleader. And you know, I said, yeah. And then I realized he was talking about me.
Yeah.
And he told everybody, he said, we have to thank Dr. Buttar for saving over 1 billion lives. And I thought, well, that's –
whoa.
Yeah, I was blown away when he said that. And I said, well, I don't know whether – I had anything to do with that, but he had followed some of those videos that had been put out, and he said that he had seen all those things. In fact, I gave him a copy of my book, and he asked me to come up, and I spoke for almost an hour in front of his group. So it was kind of an interesting thing, because I just went there as a I didn't even know who David Wilcock was a week before that seminar, and then I saw a video, and I was very intrigued by it, and then I found out that he was coming to Atlanta, so I took my whole family, and we stayed at a little resort out there, and they got to have fun while I went to this seminar. And I actually had a great time there, met some very interesting people, and ended up giving an ad hoc presentation for almost an hour.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific. Well, like I said, you never know how far the message is traveling. That's why we're here every week for you, and that's why we appreciate the call from Russell, who we couldn't take on the air, but we talked a little bit about it, and I know you'll be able to meet him as he's planning to bring his child to see you, Dr. Buttar. And we've got all of those links up as well to Dr. Buttar's clinic in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, you know, we're here to do our level best to get the word out to support you and your efforts to bring healing back into your family. And, you know, live the life here you were meant to lead. It's quite a transformative time, and in many ways that's a positive thing, even though many things we cover can be intimidating, sometimes scary. But if you have the right knowledge and wisdom to guide your way through it, you'll be fine. And we're going to come back and do a little bit more, especially on the GMO issue. The family farmers are striking back against Monsanto. This is a good news story. We'll be right back.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob.
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Batar and I have talked a lot about farm freedom and food freedom, all the while realizing that medicine is food, food is medicine. Although if you actually acknowledge, as we talked about, the absurdity of cherry juice, you know, reverses gout and arthritis, it's a new drug and now it's banned. But the reality is the GMOs of the world, in bed with government, in bed with the regulators, as well as the natural extension of the drug and vaccine industry. They've won for years based on the lack of resistance. You know, we just kind of roll out. They're too big. Well, now people have had enough, Dr. Batar, I think. There are cases here. There's a story on Natural News talking about filing appeals in the courts. People, farmers are now banding together, family farms going, enough is enough. We've talked, you and I have talked about the sheriffs starting to wake up to their constitutional obligations to kick out the feds where they're in bed with these organizations that are destroying the family farm. Again, more positive things happening. Not going to say it's a cakewalk, but good things are happening.
Well, absolutely, and I think this article about the Monsanto, where they claim that Monsanto is a threat to every non-GMO farmer in America, I think that this is a very true statement. And this organization called Food Democracy, now I've never heard of them, but it certainly seems like an organization that is well worth supporting, because that's apparently their mission is to make sure that the non-GMO farmer is protected.
Yeah, also the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association as well, and dozens of other food freedom advocacy groups. See, these are the groups, by and large, unlike the phony groups that are supposedly consumer advocate that are funded by Monsanto. Like I mentioned, Monsanto now investing in 4-H, donating to them, which 4-H is a good group. But now suddenly they're going to, you know, you don't think they're going to sort of promote a little bit of that if they get a half a mil coming in. The point is these groups are literally representing the family farms, and it could be you. Certainly, Dr. Batar, it is you, the things you're doing as well.
Robert, the primary reason that I'm doing it is I've never even thought of it from that perspective. I've just done it because to me it makes common sense to be self-sustainable. And you're doing the same thing. You, in fact, even mentioned earlier on the show one of the best things for the inner city kids, instead of putting them in vaccines and putting them in prophylactic antibiotics, et cetera,
yes.
It's for them to be taught how to plant a little garden. And the garden aspect is something that we've done for quite a long time, but we have a lot of chickens. I mean, I think we had over 120 born just this week, and that we put in an incubator. And my dogs even have organic eggs every day. And, of course, the yak and some of the livestock that we have, in case there is a need to be completely 100% self-sufficient.
Sure.
That, it's just an important thing for me. And plus, we like animals, so you know, it's one of those things. I never thought of it from a farming aspect. I just thought of it more from a self-sustaining aspect.
Yes.
But if they are both hand in hand, I didn't put that together. In other words, it wasn't something that I had thought actively about. And, you know, I want to become more like a farmer, because that wasn't my goal. It was more the self-sustaining goal.
No, but it's inspirational for anybody that no matter what you do, you know, you could be a high-tech doctor on one level and you're out there farming. You know, it doesn't matter. The point is everybody needs to get back in touch with those roots in our history and our ancestry. A lot of Earth Day celebrations coming up, Dr. Batar. I'm encouraging all of our listeners to find your local farmers, farmers market, support them, ask questions, learn. A lot of them are teaching. They're now taking it out beyond just here, I want to sell you stuff. They're literally trying to teach people how to do the simplest of things, by like rehabbing the soil in your own front and back or side yard to become self-sustaining, because they recognize how critically important. They will not be able to produce enough food for everybody as hard as they're working.
Hey, well, that's very true, too. And I think that one of the biggest problems in our society is going to be that sustainability of food. And I don't know how it's going to be done. One of my colleagues for years has said that the one problem with the American agriculture system is that it is not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And I think we're getting ready to start seeing that happen more and more now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The farmers are waking up. I had a farmer on. Well, I think last week, a fascinating story. He was within his family was farming. They did all the chemical agriculture. He left it, came back, has now become an outspoken advocate for organic, sustainable type farming. And he's teaching his grandfather, he says, is much more open because he started that way. His dad is more resistant because he was of the generation that kind of lost it. And it's a fascinating to see the family journey as the youngest ones are now wanting to move back, much like the Ron Paul movement politically, back to the principles. Now, I'll be appearing Saturday, April 21st at a farm in Fort Lauderdale, Mirando Farms. I've got that linked up at the show notes as well. I hope to see everybody in South Florida coming out, because there's going to be a lot of learning and teaching there as far as self-sustainability. And Dr. Batar, I can't wait till you'll also be teaching people, in addition to all the wonderful things you're teaching about those things as well.
Well, I enjoy teaching the things that I know enough to teach, and
yes,
of course I would look forward to any type of opportunity to learn more about farming and more about soil. In fact, I was walking around yesterday on my ranch looking at some of the soil and looking at some of the land and trying to figure out how to improve the quality of the soil there. A lot of the farmers recommend putting fertilizer, and of course I don't believe in using any type of synthetic fertilizer, so
right.
I have my yak that go around and
they do their thing.
They do the fertilizing, yeah, but I've been told recently that I need to lime my field. So, you know, those type of things, there's so much to learn about, and what type of seed to plant, what type of pastures to have. So I've been doing my own little searching on the internet, as well as finding people that I can talk to that can help teach me more about some of this stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, one day you're going to be out there teaching, because the experience you're gaining, especially as someone that's learning, you know, well into life as well, is something that so many are going to go through. So learning it through your eyes is great, and I appreciate your willingness to share all of that you do. And also, again, appreciate so much all that you put into the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Encourage everybody, if you haven't picked up a copy of the book, it's fantastic. Last week we published the little Batar prayer, the family prayer, which is so awesome. People really receive that well. And it's all there and more. So pick that up. All the links in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. A lot of things, if you missed, are always at medicalrewind.com as well. But again, the notes are there. The links are there. Dr. Bitar is there. We appreciate you so much, Dr. Bitar.
Robert, I appreciate the opportunity for me to come and talk about my ranch and what I do, because I don't have any other venue to ever talk about that. So,
no, we love it. We love it. And we look forward to visiting it as well. Listen, everybody, you're hungry now. Go get something organic and non-GMO to eat, okay? We've got to wrap up the show today. Why? Well, we're just here to remind you some simple truths. And one of them, among them all, you hear it every day here, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.